בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום רביעי בשבת קודש, today is כף א' בשבט לסדר משפטים. Good to be back, ברוך השם, שתבח שמו. So the Ole Tzion says in Amud Kuf Chav Zayin, not only are we tasked and entrusted with being mekayim the mitzvot on our own, we are also obligated to make sure that others do the same. You have to come and spread the wealth of Torah to others. And we pasuk ze lamdu od she'achrayut al kiyum ha-mitzvot eino rak chiyuv atzmi, right in the middle, lekayim b'ne'emanut kol prat midinei ha-Torah bichdei sheyetze hu yidei chovato ela gam kedei sheyeichpat lo me'acharim kamvor b'sha'ari teshuva. You have to care about others. No, tea with honey. Yeah, I know, it's one of those. I know, it's bad. Now he says ki nitchayev nivra ליוצין נאמן ועבד משכיל בכל מלאכת עבודת אדוניו. We spoke about this. והפועל הנאמן יהיה מהיר במלאכתו וישגיח למלאכת הפועלים חבריו. I'm just going to quickly paraphrase the שאל התשובה. ועיניו על דרכם לראות אם באמונה הם עושים. ויזהירים ויודעים את המעשה אשר יעשו. If you're a good worker, like we said, it's not enough just to do your job well, but if you work as part of a team, you have to make sure that the entire team is pulling up. כי חפצו רצונו אשר תעשה מלאכת אדוניו בלא רמייה. על כן, יחזיק ידי עושה המלאכה, ואמרו חז"ל, ארור אשר לא יקים, אדם שלמד ושנה ולימד לאחרים מקיים את התורה ויש בידו כוח להחזיק ידי העוסק בתורה ובמצוות ולא יחזיק, הרי הוא בכלל ארור אשר לא יקים. You yourself could be מקיים all of the mitzvot and learn and teach and whatever. But if you have the capability to support other people who are mekayim ta mitzvah, and you don't, you are part of the Torah's curse of cursed is one who does not fulfill the words of this Torah, Rabbeinu Yonah. Which means we're not in it only for ourselves, you have to make sure you take care of other people too. I like it. ומכלל הדברים יש להבין ששמירת המצוות באה לביטוי בכך שנותנת הדעת מתחילה על קיום המצוות כדין מתוך רגש אחריות. Going into mitzvah, every mitzvah that a person does, you have to go into it with a feeling of responsibility. It's not only a task, but it's a privilege and a responsibility. ולא כמו, he says, כמו ספר תורה שצריך להניחו במקום שלא ייפול, ולא רק להרימו אם נפל חס ושלום. It's like he gives an example. You can't just pick up a sefer Torah when it falls, chas v'shalom. You have to put it in a place to make sure it doesn't fall. Thank you. That was good. Mevin davar mitoch davar. You can pass it. Shegam ze bichlal asher lo yakim. That's also part of lo yakim. Now he says, od mevoar bedivrei Rabbeinu Yonah. I had the best story ever last night. Like the best. Could not have been more on cue and better. I was at Doron Zvart, Mishato HaMutzlachat last night. He got varted, so he got engaged. And I went to go say Mazel Tov to him into the Kala. So he came, he gave me a hug, whatever. And I went like this to him. And the Kala was like a little surprised, like what's going on. So I looked at her and I said, she's Ashkenaziya. So I said, you won't understand this, but by Sfaradim, we only understand hands. There's only one language you understand, it's hands. And then, like on cue, the Kala says, no, I know, he's taught me that well. I'm like, whoa! She's like, no, I didn't mean that. And I'm like wow. It's pretty fast. Impressive. That was very good. That was very, very... I'm looking around to see if her parents are there and stuff. I'm like, don't say that stuff too loud. Like, not even as a joke. Like, anyway, the kids are though. טוב, עוד מבואר בדברי רבן יונה שהמעלה שיש לעשיר בכך שיכול להעמיד בני תורה בממונו שייכת גם במי שאין לו אפשרות כזאת, Rabbi Yonah says, those who are wealthy have a zechut that they're able to produce a lot of Bnei Torah with their money. And even those who don't have a lot of money, they have a similar zechut. How? שיאכול להקים את התורה על ידי שמעודד בדיבורות למדו התורה בכך שזוכים לקיים את העולם. Some people can support Bnei Torah financially. Other people who can't support them financially can support them emotionally, verbally, morally. You can go over to them, give them chizuk. Just like by tzedakah. Mitzvah tzedakah, the Gemara says, Baba Batra, Yud Aleph Amud Bet, the Gemara says, some people, when they give money, they give money. Other people, let's say you don't have money, or even if you have a very tiny sum of money, if you give it to the ani, you give him chizuk, you say, don't worry, your mazal is going to get better. You're mitbarech biyud aleph barachot. Can you imagine? It's a big deal. Baruch atah Adonai, Elohim melech haolam shehakol nehiya bedvaro. Ve'al derech zo, kama sheyachol adam leharbot mitzvot ba'olam zechut ilo. The more mitzvot you produce in the world, not only your own, but others as well, that's a zechut. למשל, אם יכול לרכוש ארבעת המינים מישמעאלים יהודי, יקנה מיהודי, כי יהודי שמוכר ארבעת המינים יש לו זכות וחלק בקיום המצוות שמקיימים הקונים, כי סיפק להם את האפשרות לקיים את המצווה. He gives an example. He says, let's say, this is more prevalent in Eretz Yisrael, I guess, but if you have the opportunity to buy ארבעת המינים from a Jew, or from a goy, buy from a Jew. You know why? Because not only are you giving parnasah, but you're giving him the opportunity that through him, mitzvot happen in the world. That's a zchut that you can't impart to a goy. וכן אם נמצא במקום אירוח, ואפשר שבנו ימזוג לו מים או אחר, יעדיף את בנו שעל ידו מתקיימת מצוות עשה של כיבודיו. If you're in a situation where somebody else can serve you, or your son can serve you, it's better to have your son serve you, because over there you're being mezakeh oto to have more mitzvot done in the world. Lema'an tizkeru, he continues and says, yesh mitzvot shenu'adu lizkhirat she'ar mitzvot ha-Torah. V'yesh bahem kabalat ol malchut shamayim. There are several mitzvot in the Torah that are not only mitzvot on their own, but they are landmarks for other mitzvot. Okay? Give me some examples. No. Actual mitzvot. Tzitzit. Leman tizkeru. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mezuzah. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yichud Hashem. Tefillin. There's a bunch of mitzvot out there that contain tefillin. Leman tiyeh Torat Hashem beficha. Sukkah. Leman yede'u dorotechem kivasukot. These are landmarks for us to remember something bigger. שבכל פעם שרואה אותה בפתחי ביתו, let's say mitzvat mezuzah, every time you pass it, זוכר את ייחוד השם. The Rambam says מפורש, he says, כמו שכתב הרמב״ם, when you pass a mezuzah, the mitzvah is not to kiss it, the mitzvah is to remember. Kissing it is a way to remember. But what are we remembering? חייב אדם להיזהר במזוזה מפני שחובת הכל תמיד, וכל זמן שיכנס וייצא, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to put up mezuzot on our doorways? Why? Because we have a lot of doorways, and we walk around a lot. And Hashem knows that. And every time we walk in and out of a doorway, Hashem wants us to see the mezuzah and remember Him. Yichudo Yitbarach. V'yetze yifga b'yichud Hashem shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to be pogea in the uniqueness, in the ineffable name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ויזכור אהבתו, remember your love for him, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך, ויעור משנתו ושגיאותיו באבלי הזמן. Waken from the slumber that sometimes we get, you know, sucked into. וידע שאין דבר העומד לעולם ולעולמי העולמים, אלא ידיעת צור העולם. Every time you pass a doorway, you remember. There's nothing everlasting in this world besides for the everlasting God. Everything else is finite. Everything else ceases to exist and dies besides for achdutoy itbarach. ומיד הוא חוזר לדעתו והולך בדרכי משרים. And that those thoughts are enough to engender thoughts of חזרה בתשובה. Can you imagine? You just walk into the coffee room, חזרה בתשובה. You walk out of the coffee room, back into the base. השתבח שמו הקדוש ברוך הוא. every time you see mezuzah, you think of the Shem Hashem, Shem Yuchad, Shem Havaya Baruch Hu Yishtabach Shemo. Shiviti Hashem Nenegdi Tamid. Always have the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the forefront of your mind. And then you'll be surrounded by Hashem your entire day. And that will engender real Chazara B'Tshuva. Continue tomorrow, Bezat Hashem. That wasn't so morbid.